Football Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Spike, long way from home. Jackie Baseball, howl at you, boy.
Not a great moment for Taiwanimus last night.
Nah, you can bury the Taiwanimus.
He just allowed another home run.
Yeah.
Just allowed another.
Right now, yeah.
14 total miles of Mets home runs last night off of Taiwanimus.
He is a treat.
Yeah, he is. He is. Well, the good thing is we have two more years of him, so not going away anytime soon. Look, we're at Chickies and Pete's in Warrington today for the grand open of their new patio, which we're on, and it is very nice.
Yeah.
Got nice breeze in here.
Well, listen, we know how Pete does it, man.
Yes.
Everything first class.
Yep.
Got a little Wawa thing going on over there, but it'll be ready in a little while.
Yep. Yep.
But other than that, I mean, we got first class service, first class people.
Yep.
You know the food is awesome.
First class.
We know that. We know that. So, yeah, come on out here and join us. Join us.
Join us. So, you know what hasn't been first class, Ike? We got a big game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been talking all week. A lot of the conversation has been about how bad the defense has been. And rightly so. Defense has been bad, right? Bad against the run, bad against the pass. But I'm thinking about Sunday, and I'm thinking about the future of this season, and thinking about what we talked about the offseason of the calling card of this team was going to be. Mm-hmm. This team was built around offense. More stars than anyone, we said. Explosive offense, we said. It's okay if the defense isn't that good because we're just going to outscore everybody.
Mm-mm. Who said that?
Well, lots of people said
that. Well, Hugh thinks that.
Hugh might have said
that. Yeah, he may have said
30 points a game.
Yeah.
Truthfully, they have been good, but they have not been what we need them to be ultimately for this team to succeed. And I think overall, the thing that has disappointed me the most in the Eagles is not the defense, because I didn't expect much from the defense. It's that the offense has only been good. And when I say that we counted on the offense, I mean not just us, but the team counted on the offense. When you think about where they put their money, right? Mm-hmm. We paid tons of money for the quarterback. We paid tons of money for wide receiver one. We paid tons of money for wide receiver two. Mm-hmm. We paid more for a running back than anybody did. We went outside of what we thought the Eagles would do. We paid the one tackle. Then we paid the other tackle. Then we paid the guard. Money, 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 money. All for the sixth best offense in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, they can't be the sixth best offense in the NFL.
Mm.
They have to be one, two, or three.
Mm.
So if we are going to have the successful season that we hope, the offense is going to have to be outrageous. If we're going to go into New Orleans with that tractor right there, if we're going to go into New Orleans.
It's a legit tractor,
yeah,
too.
If we're going to go into New Orleans and win that game, it's because we score 37 points. Mm. Not because all of a sudden Bryce Huff has three sacks, or all of a sudden N'Kobe Dean is Seth Joyner, or all of a sudden, you know, it's just not going to happen. The best case scenario for the defense is their, you know, bottom half of the middle third, right? Their 20th best defense. I've been disappointed in the offense. They have not been good enough. They need to pull their weight, and they have to be better. And I think that has been ultimately the thing that has held them back from being as impressive as we wanted them to be.
Well, I mean, listen, through 2 weeks, I don't know what sort of glasses you're viewing the offense through. They look pretty damn good to me in the first week, scoring 34 points. They scored, what, 22 the other night? 21? I don't even
21.
Know what the 21 the other night.
Scored 34 points in the first week, but also turned the ball over three times. And
still scored 34. Think about that. And still scored 34.
Well, but the turnovers count against the offense, though.
I understand that. Yeah. What I'm saying is that the three turnovers didn't have them score 18 points or 17 points.
Yes.
They still scored 34 points. They were still explosive, had over 400 and some yards of offense. I think we're taking what happened in game two and sort of overreacting. I think the offense is fine. It's averaging 27.5 points right now, sixth in scoring. Offense is fine through 2 weeks. We don't even have AJ in the second game. So you have to give the offense some sort of grace You can't expect them to score 37 points without A.J. Brown out there on the field. That would be more surprising than expected. How about the defense give us something? How about the defense give us something?
What is more surprising, the Eagles only scoring 21 points or the Falcons only scoring 22? You see what I'm saying? If I had told you the Falcons are only going to score 22 points,
right,
you would have said we would have won.
Yeah, I had to score 27-23.
Right. So
but I didn't have it 37-23.
Well, but we only scored 21. And the A.J. thing I get, but we can't say we have the most talented offense in the league, and then we lose one guy, and we can't expect them to be good enough.
Well, that's on the coach.
It's on the coach and the players. It's on the offense.
I didn't like the game. Well, that's Kellen Moore. I'm not going to spend all – they don't run plays on their own. They didn't put the game plan together on their own. So Kellen Moore devised the offense. He dialed up what they're going to run. He decides who's going to get the ball, what play he wants to feature such and such on. So they need to open up the playbook, start using other players like Dallas Goedert, find a way to get Jahan Dotson involved in the offense. That's on the coaching. That's on the coaching. But I'll give him that pass because A.J. got hurt late in the week. What I'm saying defensively is you can't tell me I'm going up against the number one offense in the league that's averaging 40 points a game. I don't have my best player on my team, and I'm supposed to go outscore the New Orleans Saints. No, the defense has to do something. The defense has to give us something. I'm not saying you got to keep the Saints to 10 points or 12 points for us to win. But how about 21 points? Make it manageable?
So you want to hold the team that's averaging just for on the road,
mm-hmm.
our defense, who has been one of the worst defenses in the league, mm-hmm. is going to hold the team that's scoring 42 points a game to 21.
I didn't say they're going to do it. I threw a number out
there.
Well,
I just don't think it's realistic. I think what's more realistic is us scoring 37 points.
That's not realistic.
Sure it is.
Without A.J. Brown?
It's got to be.
No, you want it to be. That's not realistic.
It's got to be.
That's not realistic.
It's
you can't tell me I got a media. You can't tell me I got an average quarterback. My best player is out.
We have an average quarterback?
No, that's you. You're telling me my quarterback is average.
Well, then we shouldn't have paid him $50
million. But they did.
Well, right. So that's where all the money is. So they have to be better.
But just because they paid him $50 million doesn't make him a magician.
I don't need him to be a magician.
Of course you do if you want him to put up 40 points.
Is Derek Carr a magician?
No.
Okay, is he scoring 40 points?
No, Alvin Kamara scored 40 points.
Okay, so Saquon Barkley should score 40 points.
Okay, well then let's Saquon Barkley. Okay, then that's on the coordinator again to give the ball to Saquon Barkley.
I'm not separating the coordinator from the offense. To me, it is all of it because he's part of it. And he's part of what we said coming into this year is mm-hmm. that he would be a reason that the offense could function. And
he would be the reason.
One of the reasons. Also, all the money we spend on all the players, all the best players. We have the best number one. We have the best number two. We have a quarterback who was MVP runner-up 2 years ago. We have a guy who's going to be Christian McCaffrey. All this money spent on these guys.
And you got to have somebody who knows how to use those players.
And we don't think that Kellen Moore. And by the way.
No, honestly, I don't think. I'm saying okay. It's up to him. I'm not asking for 40 points. That's you. I think it's an unrealistic expectation. If we can get 27 points this weekend, 27, 28 points, that should be enough to get a win.
On the road against the highest scoring team in the NFL.
Yeah, first of all, I don't necessarily buy the Saints. I don't buy the Saints. So show me again this week. Show me how great Derek Carr is this week. You know, can Vic Fangio come up with a defensive game plan where we can actually tackle somebody instead of Alvin Kamara just running up and down the field for the last 2 weeks like he did? Like Derek Carr, and other than one deep pass to Shaheed, what has Derek Carr done? What did he do last week? He turned around and handed the ball to Alvin Kamara and the Cowboys laid down. And Dak was turning the ball over again. Like Derek Carr, it wasn't like he out there throwing for 400 yards, shredding everybody. That's not what he's doing, right?
For sure.
Okay.
Well,
I'm not scared of Derek Carr.
The only other point I'll make about Kellen Moore, and mm-hmm. I'm not. This isn't defending Kellen Moore because I have no
defending.
No, I'm not. I'm not. But I'm not saying he's done right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm not saying I think he's a great coordinator, bad coordinator. But what I will say is that. there are things about the offense that look just like, that we don't like, that look just like the offense last year. And we have seen improvements with Kellen Moore here. We've seen improvements against the blitz, correct? Okay. I mean, but we also see them moving the ball slowly. And here is the most alarming thing that I've heard this week is the number of people who have called up and said, just give it to the running back every time. So here we go with weapon behind center, weapon on one side, weapon on the other side, weapon in the backfield. And all we're going to do, because even though we all said we have all these weapons, we're terrified of using any of the weapons. We just want to give the ball to the running back over and over and over again. So we should have given him $40 million and paid.
Is he not the second best player on the offense?
Sure he is.
So why wouldn't we give him the ball?
What I'm saying is, everybody wants some conservative ground-and-pound offense now, which is not what this offense was built to be.
But that's not the point. First of all, your defense is horrendous. So you need to run the ball to keep them off the field.
You need to score.
Trying to win shootouts is ridiculous when you don't have your best player available to you. So what you need to do is try to shorten the game, limit the opposition's possessions, limit how much you expose this defense being out there, asking them to do the unthinkable right now with the players they have up front. Yeah, I'd rather the Eagles win the time of possession 35, 38 minutes to 20-something minutes, and if we only score 24 points, I'm fine with that. You got to survive right now. Kansas City went to the Super Bowl and won it by surviving. Defense, ball control, offense, averaging 22 points a game.
And having the best quarterback maybe in NFL history.
And they still average 22 points a game.
And maybe
and a Hall of Fame tight end. And they still average 22 points a game.
And have the best quarterback in NFL history.
And they got him 22 points a game.
Okay, but they didn't. But we don't have they didn't have weapons all over the place.
What Andy didn't do was try to make the offense something that it wasn't capable of doing. What he did was play to his strength and said, you know what, if we don't turn the ball over and give up a bunch of points, this defense will keep us in most games because they're only giving up 17 points a game.
But we don't have that defense.
I know that, but my point, Spike, is when you limit possessions, you shorten the game. Game and the other team doesn't have as many opportunities to put up 30 and 40 points against you. Like that's I didn't ask to be in this position. AJ's injured. I'm adjusting, and I'm saying I don't care what I came into the season thinking. Right now, I have to adjust. So I got to play to my strengths right now, and I got to play complementary football, which means my defense can't stop anybody. And the more you throw, you stop the clock with incompletions. You're throwing to one guy who we only trust, right? So how many times are we going to deal with three and outs and giving the ball back to the other team, and they just run the ball down our throat? They just run the ball down our throat. Then you know what happens? We get behind, and now we got to throw, and we become one-dimensional again, and you're just playing right into the hands. Run the football. That's the luxury of having Saquon Barkley. It's because – you don't have to force the passing game. You can adjust for a game or two till you get your bearings and try to get a win. We got to get a win Sunday. I don't care how it looks. Am I right? Everybody's talking about the season is over with if they lose Sunday. You think you're going to feel any better if they lose 34-31? We're going to be 1-2 and we're going to find – no, what we're going to do is find out why they didn't win the game, and we're going to pick on that all week. Nobody's going to say, oh, things are looking up, man. We scored 31 points. They lost. Go find a way to get a W Sunday. And if that means 3 yards in a cloud of dust, that's what it is.
215-592-9494. For the Eagles to win on Sunday, do we need to see more out of the offense or more out of the defense? Did I just get a sick of this from you?
Yeah.
In the first segment?
Well,
first segment.
It's football season.
Yeah. Corey of Columbus starting us off. Lead off hitter. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
I need the church fan. You preaching today, boy?
Talk to me.
And once again, deflecting blame from the quarterback.
It's not surprising that Corey wants somebody else to win the game. And Corey, who called yesterday.
Not the $250 million quarterback.
By the way, Corey, who called yesterday or 2 days ago and said you wanted to give it to Saquon Barkley
even though you have Michael Jordan behind center.
I said give it to Saquon Barkley because, hey, let me tell you, Mike the Ricky Sanchez guy, let me give it to you. The Sixers is a real good team, right? They get Embiid off that team. You got the same expectations? I just want to know because he's the best player on the team. If Embiid don't play, you expect the same thing?
I'm not talking about the Sixers.
The
NBA, dude, Corey, you know, Corey,
yes,
we both know that an NBA team missing its best player is not the same as a wide receiver who touches the ball five times a game being out. And nobody is saying that if the Sixers had the most talented team, the most talented offense in the NFL, the NBA, which is all I heard all offseason, most talent, not best wide receiver, most talent, then if they were missing one of them, they should still be able to score. Like, you just don't want to face the fact. The reason you want to run the ball all the time and the reason that we're throwing conservative is because they have not been as good as we expected or we said.
But I got a question. So we talk about coaching and all this type of stuff, right? So why aren't we getting Dallas Goedert involved? Oh, you're going to put that on the quarterback. But did I not just watch them put a game plan together to get Brent Covey the ball 9 times?
Dude, it's been 4 years of not getting Dallas Goedert the ball. One of two things. So it's either Dallas Goedert isn't as good as we all say, because I can't think of another tight end in the NFL who everyone says is so good but catches 2 balls a game, or the quarterback doesn't want to throw the ball over the middle of the field. It's one of the two things. It's not that we have 3 coordinators who all just don't like Dallas Goedert.
Come on, Corey.
It's the truth.
But why can we game plan getting Brent Covey the ball? Why?
Because he is on the outside.
Is Brent Covey a top 5 receiver? Because
no,
they're getting him.
What, Corey,
what
are you saying that 3 straight offensive coordinators simply don't like Dallas Goedert? Or what is the excuse? Why is either Dallas Goedert isn't as good as we say he is, or
we didn't have trouble getting Dallas Goedert the ball with Shane Steichen?
Well, how many catches did Dallas Goedert have that year? 45?
Well, he missed 3 games.
Yeah. The Super Bowl year?
So he had 3 catches last game, which would be 41 catches.
When you have the whole information, right? When we said, like I just said, the offense is scoring 27 points a game based off the 2 games. You take A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown is a menace. He's the game changer. You don't got a deep threat. Devontae Smith is an intermediate guy, route runner. A.J. Brown is your game-changing guy. So you're going to have to change the offense to be more methodical when you take your big game-changer away. So the defense is worse than we thought. We always said the offense was going to have to win games.
So we're going to talk about points, Corey. They allowed 22 points in the last game. You just threw 27.5 points at me, right? So they allowed 29 and 22. So how many points per game is that? That's 24 points a game. And all I heard was that this team was going to average 30. So 24 is enough. It's fine. Don't talk to me about the defense when we have the most talented offense in the league. I heard it for months.
But hold on.
Real quick, Corey. Just because we may feel the offense could be the most talented offense in the league doesn't mean they're going to go out there and show they're the number one offense in the league every week. And it's just 2 weeks in. So you can't keep bringing up that you heard that this was the most talented offense. Did you disagree with it? I didn't hear you disagreeing with that.
Well, I've said numerous times I think the quarterback's average. I don't know that we were going to have the best offense in the league.
Oh, okay, but I'm saying, but it's prior to the season. What are we supposed to say? We're going to have the 8th best offense in the league?
Well, I said they'd win 10 games, and everybody called me
That's
crazy.
That's fine, but the season's not over with yet.
It's over with. I'm saying the offense needs to win that game on Sunday. And if we're going
Sure they did. Saquon dropped the ball.
This coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday.
If we're going to go into New Orleans.
Yeah, they can win it, but they don't win it by scoring 37 and 38 points. At least that's not what I'm expecting. I'd be more shocked if they score 38 points Sunday.
Well, then we have no chances.
Well, first of all, New Orleans' defense isn't our defense.
Yeah, but it's not great. It's fine.
What? Let me see. I got to see what New Orleans is ranked in. We're taking their defensive rankings. They're playing at home. They got a pretty good defense. They've always had a pretty good defense. So to score 30-plus points against them, I don't know how many teams do that.
Then we're going to lose.
They might lose Sunday.
Then we're going to lose. If nobody believes
they
that
are, our, there are underdogs.
If nobody believes that our offense can go there and score more than 30 points, we're going to lose. We're gonna lose.
We might lose Sunday. I don't think it's a guaranteed win.
Appreciate the call, Corey.
We don't have our best player. It matters. It matters. It matters. So the season isn't over with. And they have to do what they can do to get through this period until they can get back to being healthy. So they can get back to being healthy. Are we going to like litigate preseason predictions every week? Is that what we're going to do?
No, it's okay. but it's how that it throw all the preseason predictions out the window. For all we said was that the strength of the team was going to be the offense.
It's still the offense.
Okay, well, the defense, if we're going to talk points per game, the defense has been just as good as the offense so far this year.
So by that, you believe we should think they're going to go out and win every game the rest of the season?
No, what I'm saying is that if they are going to be contenders this year, mm-hmm. it will be because the offense is better than it's been, and they have not been good enough.
Okay, but it's 2 weeks.
Yes, well, that's all I have to go on.
But, well, 1 week they looked good, and then they didn't have AJ Monday.
But I didn't think they looked good, but they also turned the ball over three times, and that is part of the offense.
Oh, come on.
And it's why they
everybody felt good after that game about the offense. We were being told we're overreacting to interceptions. Everybody felt good about Saquon, AJ. Jalen was number one in the league against the blitz after the first game. Nobody was complaining about the offense in general.
We complained about Jalen.
Jalen's turnovers.
But that's part
that's
of
him,
it.
That's him, though.
But that's why.
Nah, when
but
I say that,
no.
Well, okay, can I give you my,
sure.
my view on the offense?
Yes.
It's not about just Jalen. So the offense also entails the offensive line everybody was worried about coming into the season. They look good. What would Saquon look like? He looked good. Would the Eagles be good against the blitz? They were able to do that. Like, that also entails how the offense looked, not just what does Jalen look like.
Well, but I would say that those interceptions and the almost interceptions led to a game plan. The game plan that you did not like on Monday night led to that game plan.
Because I think A.J. Brown being out led to that game plan.
I think the quarterback, them trying to keep the quarterback out of putting the ball in harm's way got us that game plan. And I think that's what –
back
obviously,
to the quarterback again.
Well, it's true.
If Saquon catches that pass, no one has anything to say about Jalen's game Monday night.
You're right.
Except positive things.
Sure, you're right, but – he didn't, and then Jalen threw an interception. And that
just ruined everything else he did in the game?
Well, no. I'm not saying that. But he threw for 180 yards and a touchdown. Let's not act like he was Peyton Manning out there.
So what, though? You're raving about Josh Allen, and he won throwing for 140.
And they're scoring 35 points a game.
Oh, my God.
Without all these
weapons. But it's not just Josh Allen.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, they downed him back.
Well,
so he doesn't get to throw the ball. Hold on. They turned him into a game manager.
And
he's the game manager now.
And nobody up there is saying we don't have Stephon Diggs, so we can't score.
Which is
what we're saying about AJ Brown.
My point is you still hold him in elite company, even though they dialed him back and said he needs to be more of a game manager.
And how many interceptions has he thrown?
He hasn't thrown any because they won't let him throw.
Well, he's still thrown three less than Jalen has, and they're scoring more points than the Eagles do.
Yeah, because he's got other players on the team. My point is that you're focusing on the quarterback as if the offense, the Buffalo Bills offense, isn't thriving just because Josh Allen is doing what Josh Allen used to do. No, they're giving the ball to James Cook. He looks good. So they're doing other things. They're not putting it on Josh Allen.
By the way, I'm not just focusing on the quarterback. Devontae Smith, not good enough either. If we talk about having two number one wide receivers, then when A.J. Brown goes out, I want to see a guy who the defense respects enough to be able to make plays to other wide receivers.
Okay, it sounded as if this was all about Jalen.
It is partly about Jalen. It's partly about Kellen Moore. It's partly about Devontae Smith. It's partly about all of them.
And the defense.
And the
Don't forget them. Do they get paid?
They get paid.
Yeah,
a little overpaid.
Yeah. Well, maybe like you. I haven't heard you say
welcome
one
to the
thing.
Show, Warrington.
Yeah.
Welcome
yeah.
to the show, Warrington.
All right. Who needs to win the game for the Eagles on Sunday, the offense or the defense?
Or Jake Elliott.
215-592-9494.
Is he part of the offense?
I don't know.
No, he's special.
What does he count as?
215-592. He's special teams.
Yeah, right. But he counts for points.
He is special teams, Jack. I'm not going to debate the kicker is special teams.
How's the Bills kicker?
All right.
Is he a game manager?
Right, shut up. Get out of here. See, this is why we're going to be late. Jack, at the end of the segment.
Just trying to be funny.
All right. 215-592-9494. We are at Chickies and Pete's in Warrington to celebrate the grand opening of their new patio. Live music and lots of giveaways tonight. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.